We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Ready to Love, Season 11, Detroit, Michigan. Recap of Episode 3. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So, as this episode kicks off, Tommy's having this skate party, right? And a couple of things, I think, just stood out about this skate party as it started. Because they're just kind of like all over the place at first. But the thing that caught me off guard immediately was Nicole. And you hear her saying, you know, I'm just excited to see Devon. And I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss this? When was this ever a thing? What did I miss?
Well, I think what she's talking about is Devon was sent to the second chance mixer. So the people that were at the first chance mixer that didn't get sent to the second chance, they didn't know who was coming back.
Right.
And so it started out with the first, the people who won or survived the first mixer. Then Tommy brought in the other folks from the second chance mixer. So they're able to see. So I think maybe that's what she was referring to.
Possibly. Okay. What else did you notice from the skate jam?
I had to laugh at this when Tommy's telling him, I want y'all to roll, bounce, and fall in love. I like Tommy, but it's cheesy sometimes. I just think that is funny. But that's
come on,
stick,
that's what,
and it works.
Somebody wrote that for him, and he's like, you really want me to say, okay, I'll do it.
They might have wrote it. He's going to say it like that. Roll, bounce, and fall in love.
Yeah, you got to do it. Elson says, Tommy's skates were clean, not used. hey, but they were fresh, though. Now, they look like some Prince skates, because they look like they were high heel skates. But he was smooth on the skates. Give him his props. Mm-hmm. He was smooth on that. I would have been struggling. And it's not like I don't have balance. It's just skates are not. It's been a long time. A long time. So.
Yeah.
One of the things I didn't notice is when Bello was trying to have a conversation, right? And he's sitting there with barriers, Emily, and says, you know, he likes to be present in the conversation and not distracted. And what does Emily do immediately?
Squirrel. She's like, yeah, let's go skate. Enough of all the talk. She was done.
Real quick. You did see, who was that? Vince and Nicole also out there trying to do that that skating trick.
Yeah.
You know, Vince, stand up there. You stand there. Just stay. I'm not going to Juwan Jennings you from that, you know, shot to the, you know. But she tried to skate through his legs.
Yeah.
Cute or nah?
That's one of those you got to realize there's certain things at your age you can't do anymore. That was fun when you were a teenager and very limber. Now, no. Because you got to get really low and crouch down. You got to have some really good knees and be able to stretch to get that low. He needs to be a lot wider. Yeah, he needs to be a lot wider. So I just thought it was funny. I knew that wasn't going to work because there was just too much buildup. She's not going to make it. And what she did,
I was surprised how many times she did it, though.
Well, did she do it that many times or was it? Because it seemed like the fall was the same. So I feel like they just...
Oh, no.
Put it on repeat. No.
Okay. I checked that out, too. I was watching the fall. The fall was different each time. So that means she smacked into his butt that many times.
Yeah, that's what I said. Head to ass.
Lucy B says she was a great sport. And Amina says, hey, she tried several times. Lucky she didn't get hurt. Yeah, because that was a lot of falling.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Delphin says you need a 6'5 man with long legs to do that.
Yep. Agreed. Great. I'm 5'10, so if you want to try to go between my legs, just go ahead and fall.
You better just be 4'11. And flexible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, flexible is always a... By the way, I just want to point this out, because El said hating on Tommy skates, man, saying they were black skates with clear wheels, nothing special. Just like saying a black car is nothing special, but when you clean it up, it's the flyest looking thing on the road. Yes, I said flyest.
It is, because my car is black. And
oh, dear God.
She's cleaned up. She's black beauty, sexy.
Oh, boy. Let me guess, you'd like to go inside her, huh?
Every time I ride her.
And Elson saying, dang, Terrell, didn't know you were shorter than me.
Yeah, 5'10 and proud. Where are my short kings?
That's not short, though. That's the problem. See?
Well, true. It's too short for Lauren.
Oh, yeah. But that's a different story. You know, one of the moments that stood out the most from this skate jam, as they call it, was when Donna decided to pull Darius to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't to get to know him better. It was to cast judgment down on you.
I don't understand the point of that. Like, I don't understand what she wants to gain. That's like me pulling the girl. Hey, girl, sit down. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me tell you why I'm not interested in you. It's because of this, this, and this. This is why I don't like you. I just wanted to share that. I just thought it was pointless for her to have that conversation with him. And it did come across judgy. And I like how Darius was taken aback. It's like, wait a minute. You know, you didn't try to really get to know me at the mixer. We haven't really talked much, so don't know where this is coming from. And he said, I talked to 9 other women. They didn't feel that way. And Donna said, that's because they didn't tell you.
Which, you know, interesting, because I was wondering why she did that too, right? Something he says Donna was so inappropriate trying to be an activist, because it was unnecessary until you see what Nubia Mahogany said. And I didn't take this into consideration. Says because it's deep down inside, she really likes him and she just wanted attention from him. Because
what?
I didn't see them having a lot of conversation. I didn't see much interaction. And I think she just watched him. If you think about this, she watched him being smooth with all the other women. Did she want some of that too?
No, I don't agree with that. That's that old school. The reason why that boy picks on you is because he likes you. No.
Well, that was usually true.
Yeah. Maybe the producers told her, you should sit with Darius and tell him what you told us, but it just made no sense for her to have that conversation.
Yeah, it also didn't make it. Yeah, it didn't. It really didn't make any sense. C Perk says, "Let me tell you why you suck as a human." It just sounds like what she was saying.
Yeah, jive. What's your jive?
Yo, the fact that she even called. Yeah, that was crazy too, right? But it almost backfired on her because Tommy comes up next, and like Elsa says, Donna found out the men are in power.
Yep. Yeah. Oh snap.
Well, Darius, not to be, you know, discouraged from that conversation with Donna, all those D's in there, decided to go to the beginning of the alphabet and have a conversation with Ashley.
Yeah.
I hate to ask this question. But what did you think of this whole suckable toes conversation?
You know, as soon as it came out of his mouth, the note I made is every season of this show, somebody has to bring up sucking toes every season. I don't know if this is just part of the contract. They figure out producers are going to be like, yeah, he's going to be the toe sucker. We'll make sure we tell him when he needs to say. But every season, somebody brings up sucking toes.
Well, it's probably a producer's kink. So it's like, hey, somebody's got to be sucking toes. And, trying out as we do in interviews. Do you suck toes? Okay, yes. You? Okay. Would you? Okay, yes. Okay, come on. Come on.
Show me. Show me.
Sum to me says, they're suckable. Ha ha, I loved it. Replayed it again. How many times? That's the real question.
All right, we know what your kink is.
Now, J-Ro says Darius the type that be posting pics of himself posing all day. Women do it, so why are you passing judgment on this man? And apparently, a lot of people do this whole foot fetish thing, you know, because Dina says it's a popular fetish.
I mean, I've done it, but it's not a fetish. It's not something I have to do. It's like on my checklist. But I get it. Some people, that's their thing.
Yeah, I realized I had to stop saying I had a foot fetish because I don't. I just like pretty feet. But it was the fact that people, and you remember this from college, but then after a while, everybody was saying, I'm like, yo, okay, I'm not, we're on different levels here. Kate the Canary Diamond says, I don't want anybody sucking my toes, and I have cute toes. And well, CXM is like, hey, I don't need to hear about sucking toes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why is it on the show? Why?
I think in college, I get your expectation. You're 18, 19. You expect to see pretty feet. You start dating in your 40s, you're gonna have to pass on some feet and say, hey, I know you got a couple corns, but the rest of it looks good.
Well, you get your vegetables. I mean, you think about it. You're right. In college is one thing. By the time you get to your 40s, then you've been running around the hills for a minute now.
My feet jack.
Stop.
You ever get a pedicure and just look at other people, you're like, ugh. I'm like, that pedicure is not going to help what you got going on over there. Just cut those feet off and start over.
Oh. Oh, my God. And we'll wrap this up with Tyler, who says, the way that I hate other people's feet, yeah. A lot of people are like that. Like, don't even touch me with your feet. I know some people like that. So it's just like, yeah. You know, there was more into this conversation than just about the feet, right? Because we find out that Darius has 4 churn and Ashley has none.
0. I get that it happens, right? Yeah. So I can't say people are wrong for doing it. I just know I couldn't date somebody that had 4 kids, especially if I still wanted, if I was at an age that I wanted children still, and you already have 4.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, I just find that interesting that there are women who would, you know, he's got 4 kids, but I don't have any, but I'm going to give this dude a shot. I just find it interesting.
Your girl Cheryl says, I like how Superfly, which is stylish, Darius says, he's truly representing Detroit. I'm going to pass on that part because I was about to add something to it about the kids. I'm going to leave it alone. I do think he was spitting that game though, man, because think about what he said to Ashley. You know, you're the most passionate person here.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Donna was talking about. She was eavesdropping on some of you. You know what? I figured out what it is. Remember, he was sitting with Donna.
Yeah.
And other women kept coming up. And he kept feeding them the lines.
Yeah.
That's what she didn't like. And it triggered her because somebody in the past probably may have, and she just don't like that.
Who knows? But apparently, according to Darius, Ashley tickles his pickle.
I'm surprised you didn't ask this question. So Felicia did. How many baby mamas?
Don't know.
Right?
Yeah, don't know.
And Lucy B asked, did he say their ages? No, he didn't. We did get some ages on this show, but it wasn't from him. You know, seem like they have chemistry, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Next, we got to see, you know, a group date. You had the person setting it all up, Chris.
Yeah.
Who invited along with him, Vince. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He had Nicole in there as well. Because Chris wants to see what Nicole's all about. And just to add some spice to it, the woman complaining in the car before she even gets in there, Emily. What was all this about? Before she even got out the car, she's already got a problem.
Because she can't stand Vince, and she knows he's going to be there. And apparently at that first mixer, he says something that just pissed her off, and she's not let it go.
Mm-hmm. No, she obviously hasn't. Because even when she walked up, she hugs Chris and then looks at Vince like, he owes me an apology. For what?
Yeah. That was like a week or two ago. You still holding on to that?
Still? All right, let's break it down just a little bit between these two as they sat separately, right?
Yeah.
You had Chris and Nicole, and their whole thing started off with Chris's tattoo, which we've only seen a piece of it on the neck.
Right.
But yeah. Apparently it's a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, it goes from his hand all the way up his arm to his neck, and it's actually a garden. It's a vegetable garden. Mm-hmm. So I thought, man, that's dope. As a chef, it makes sense. But I think it's really cool that that's what he had.
And it's a great story to tell. Because, you know, he's not a tattoo just to have a tattoo. It's part of him, right? Now, the thing that I found interesting is that Nicole, as she's talking, says, you know, she's wanted to be married for so long, which, and just pause here for a second. Is that a red flag, a yellow flag, an orange flag, or green flag? Somebody said they wanted to be married for so long.
Green flag. I see nothing wrong with that. If that's their goal, is they want to get married and eventually start a family, I get it. Mm-hmm.
The good thing about that, too, is that it's not even, just trying to skip past all the other flags that you may come across just to be married. So there's that.
Right.
Come to find out, Chris had been married twice.
Twice.
Red flag, orange flag, or green flag?
I can't say because I've not been married or divorced to judge. Mm-hmm. But who knows why those two relationships didn't work. I think he started to talk about why the first one didn't work. Because they were a trauma bond relationship. And he said they were probably more best friends than they were partners.
What was interesting to me is that he says that, then Nicole says that, you know, the whole thing about trauma bonding, and she's obviously gone through it as well. And then they bond over that. The irony.
A trauma bond over having experienced trauma bonding and having bad relationships.
I was looking at my TV like, is it just me?
Hey, but I love the fact that Nicole said her therapist told her that, which says that she's going through therapy and trying to work some of her stuff out, which is, you know, I'm very pro therapy. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was definitely good. It was good to hear that, right?
Yeah.
Well, this was a great conversation between Chris and Nicole. And on the couch, you had Vince and Emily. We're three episodes in, and I think we found the worst conversation. We thought it was Cardi at the mixer.
Yeah.
At the first mixer. It was not. It was this one, because Emily was acting like she's interviewing for a job that she doesn't want.
Right. And it did seem like he was interviewing her compared to just having a conversation. Hey, let's just start over, break the ice, and let's just get to know each other. And so it didn't matter what Vince said, she was going to be nasty. Mm-hmm. And then when he starts talking about his, so apparently Vince has two kids, I think two teenagers. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that they were at home watching the Menendez brothers. And she goes, oh, you just let your kids watch whatever? You don't regulate what they watch?
Are you surprised she did that? She doesn't like him. She told us this.
I get it. But if you don't like somebody, why? Just be like, oh, cool. And that's it.
It was okay. This was kind of bad, right? But he's got his two teenage daughters. She's got a son who's what, 23, I think she said, and still in college.
Yeah.
So she gave him, and Vince's fault, because Vince asked for this advice.
Right.
And then didn't want to hear any of it, right? Because she said, all right, well, you know, you're going to get, you know, talked about once a week. And he's like, once a week? And he stopped listening to anything else he said after that, because he's like, hold up, no, my daughter's gonna want, they're gonna want to talk to me as much as I want to talk to them, right?
Right.
Now, I gotta ask, was her advice to him out of pocket, or was he just being oblivious to what could happen? Not saying it's going to happen, but could happen.
Yeah. I think it's out of pocket, because her situation could be that her son talked to her once a week, but she might not be close to him. Mm-hmm. Whereas Vince could be closer with his daughters. Like in college, I knew people that talked to their parents every day. Mm. You know, I know some people that talk to their mom every single day. Right. Mm. And so maybe that's her relationship. So I don't think it's fair to say, yeah, you should be prepared for this. Your daughters aren't going to want to talk to you except about once a week. I think she was out of pocket.
Have you ever heard prepare for the expect the best, prepare for the worst? Because you get traumatized if you find out otherwise. And by the way, shout out to El Cid, says Vince has a son and a daughter. It's you gotta, she's not saying that's going to happen, but there is a possibility. There's a likelihood. If you run down those steps, you're going to bust your ass. You might want to be careful.
Yeah.
That's not putting that on my tripping down the stairs right. on you. That's just telling you this yeah. could happen.
Okay. But no, let's play this game. What you described is not what she did. If mm-hmm. she'd have said, well, you got to be prepared that you got to let go a little bit. And there's a possibility that they're going to get so caught up in being college students and living their lives that they might only talk to you once a week. If she'd have said it like that, that would make sense. The way she said it was guaranteed they're going to talk to you once a week. Deal with it.
Okay. Sly asked, but who asked for input? Her input? Vince did.
He did.
He asked for her advice. And the reason she didn't say it as eloquently as you just did is because she don't like him. And if she, you're lucky she didn't say, hey, because you let them watch the Menendez brothers and you're a terrible father, they're never going to call you. Now, she could have said that because she just doesn't like him, right? So that would have been fine.
100%.
And you wouldn't have been surprised had she done that. But Emily, man, she's a case all by herself. By the way, Toya says, children watching the Menendez brothers, that's bad parenting.
Oh, not teenagers. 17 and 19, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
Those aren't children. Those are all but adults.
They're not exactly adults now.
Yeah, well, one, but if this 4-year-old is watching Menendez Brothers, problem. Get it.
Yeah.
16, 17? Nah.
You know what it is? When you hear people say this kind of stuff, it's the same thing that you realize that, you know, we were raised by terrorists.
Well, not quite. We didn't have the luxury of YouTube and all these different devices at our fingertips where we could watch stuff that we're probably not allowed to watch. Mm-hmm. It was one TV in the living room. Whatever you're going to watch, everybody's got to watch that.
Yeah. And Sly says, no. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the fact that she brought up that he let his kids watch whatever. Again, we said 17 and 19? Or is it 17 and 14?
I think something like that. Teenagers, though. They're teenagers.
Yeah. Let me know the last person and everything that a teenager was doing.
Right.
Did your parents know what you were doing when you were a teenager?
No.
As strict as my mom was, and since she's not watching this podcast, because I won't have to answer some of those questions. But yeah, no, we all did things, man. And we all watched things or did things that they didn't know about.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the house.
Is that a story time, sir?
No, it's not. I would never tell that story at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd make for a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, huh?
Yeah. Cutting turkey. So I heard the podcast.
And just so you know, I signed up for story time.
Yeah.
Look, even Dina says, I was watching Skinamax at 10. See, that's how you know when you go back in time, Skinamax.
Yeah. Scramble porn. Remember TV Scrambled? You had to really look.
Yeah,
catch a breath or something. Yeah,
Toya's like, hey, that's better than the Menendez brothers. Only if you're going to take it and try and follow suit. But you have to realize sometimes people just watch shows. You don't watch these reality TV shows to you know follow their dating habits and what they do on dates. You know, All right, before we get on, because, you know, we're going to have to get to some of these other dates like Ed and Donna, Bello and Dominique, and that it was a triple date that they had. Not a double date, but a triple date on the go-kart. But first, Thanksgiving's coming up, man. What you got for us?
Well, tonight's episode is brought to you by Cellar and Spice, your new favorite spot for all things kitchen, cooking, and entertaining. Whether you're a seasoned home chef, or someone who just likes to look like you know what you're doing, Cellar and Spice has you covered. We're talking premium cookware, cutting boards, serving pieces, barware, and some really slick wine accessories that'll instantly upgrade your next dinner party or solo glass of wine on the couch kind of night. We all have those. So hit up cellarandspice.com and load up your cart. And don't forget, use promo code RGRTPOD for free shipping. Some of their products already come with free shipping. There's some that don't. And if you put in that promo code, you should get free shipping on that. So support the show, upgrade your kitchen.
Question, does it come with a glass of this so that we can tell people who are trying to, who are staying outside the kitchen, but talking about what you're doing in the kitchen? I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
just wondering out loud. I'm sorry. Random thoughts. Okay, quick shout out to everybody that's hanging out with us, man. Whether you're here now on YouTube as part of the live crew or watching this later as part of Replay Gang, do us a favor. Hit that like button. And also, if you're part of the Replay Gang, swipe to the left and hype this joint too while you can. Please, we do appreciate it. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
You know, Spicy Skizzle just asked earlier, hey, when's the next story time?
Probably after the holiday.
After the holidays.
Yeah.
Might be something from the holidays. Who knows?
Not my holiday. Drive to Houston Thursday morning, drive back Friday morning.
To all our podcast fam, listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Hey, do us a favor, leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. We do appreciate it. She likes a tweet, says, I was catching up on Pop the Balloon and almost missed the notification. And by the way, Dina asks, she says, you sold that, Terrell. Where's the link? Sellerandspice.com.
Yeah. There it is at the bottom. Yep.
See, I got you. All right. So next up, this was an interesting date because it started off well, right? And we had Ed and Miss, I'm going to tell you my piece of my mind, give you a piece of my mind, even if you ain't asked for it, Donna.
Yeah.
And Ed starts off spitting game. And I always felt like lines were just terrible. And ladies, we've heard a bunch of lines already from some of these guys, right? We already heard lines from Darius, a bunch of them with the sapphire eyes and all this other stuff. And then we have to hear from Ed, who says, you know, I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to being around beautiful women like you.
It's a lying dog. As soon as I throw that brand on his arm, I'm like, please, man. This is not your first time talking to beautiful women. Come on.
And even Donna said, she's just like, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah. I'm sure he has plenty of experience.
Yeah, and not his first time talking to a beautiful woman. That's an AKA, I'm sure.
You know, interesting, the line of questioning that went down here, you know, because he's asked, what's your 5-year goal plan, right? And Donna calls it the Steve Harvey question.
Yeah. But she's thought it out. I mean, she wants to finish her PhD. Mm-hmm. She wants to publish her book. Mm-hmm. And she wants to have all of her children, however many that is. All of her children.
I think she said two, didn't you? Yeah.
I just don't know. But she wants all that done in the next 5 years. That means you need to, you know, you're really on a first date. So you could be a year before you get married. That leaves four years to spit out two of them babies.
It's possible. People have done two pregnant in a year. So
it's back to back. Yeah, it's possible. Shouldn't have twins.
Do that.
Be done.
You know, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Because like a sum to be says, Ed liked everything about Donna except her non-religious lifestyle. That's where she got up. He asked about religion and she said she's spiritual, but not religious. Mm-hmm. And the way she explained it and went through it, I went, Terrell, found you somebody.
That's my type. That's my type. Well, I, 100%. You know, she's spiritual, but not really religious. Mm-hmm. And I've had people tell me, like, well, Terrell, you know, you don't seem like you date a lot of black women. It's like, it's not that I don't want to. A lot of black women are religious and they don't want to date me because I'm not. And I'm not going to go to church with you. So if I tell people on a dating profile, like to be on Black People Meet, and as soon as I put on there, I am not religious. Yeah, mm-hmm. Crickets. So I don't blame Don. I respect that. I think it's great. Now, what I don't like is Ed's reaction to that, because he said that he wants to teach their kids about his faith. And mm-hmm. she says, well, you teach them about that, but also I want to teach them about others. Why can't two people, why is this the thing? Like, why do you have to say, because you don't pray to the God I pray to, we are not going to work out? I just don't understand that thought process.
See, Nubian Mahogany would understand that, because she says, as long as you believe in God, I'm good, right? But to answer your question, Catholics and Protestants, pretty much the same religion. However, they were fighting like hell.
Well, true. But still, I just think when it comes to relationships, you know, I just don't understand. I think you limit yourself.
Yeah.
But Donna, doesn't work out, call me.
Well, that's exactly what C. Perk said. Sounds like Terrell needs to give Donna a call, because, yeah, you got it backwards there, brother. Yeah. Jaguar says, I actually applaud Donna for being flexible and open regarding the religious issue and has no issue with her man being of a certain religion, right? Because it's not like she's like, no, well, this is what I believe, and you need to believe the exact same thing, which is what I think what you find is that a lot of other people feel that way.
Yeah.
But this is where, here's where I applaud her for just being honest about it, right? Because a lot of people answer the questions the way they think the other person wants them to answer. Usually when it comes to religion, how many times you go to church, when it comes to kids, how many you want, do you want them at all? They kind of try and feel out what the other person wants to hear and mm-hmm. tell them that. And then if they realize, oh, it's not exactly what, but you know, I can change.
Right. Yeah.
Stick to your guns.
100%. And I think a lot of times in historically, I think the woman converts to whatever that man's religion is. Sometimes you see it vice versa, but normally it was the woman would convert. So if she dates a guy who's Jewish, eventually she'll convert to being a Jew. Catholicism, being a Muslim, all those different things. I'm just thinking, why? Why can't you just love each other? And then you go to your separate churches, or one goes to this church, the other one stays home at Bedside Baptist, and then y'all have brunch afterwards.
Go to Golden Corral. She likes to tweet, says, the reason it matters is because based on what someone believes, there's specific scripture about who they marry.
Okay. I hear that, but... Mm-hmm. If someone's going to come up with the scripture piece, I totally get that. But here's what I don't get. Whether you're male, female, and you got one, two, three children by one, two, three different people, and yet you're going to be very religious and try to talk scripture? No, because none of that was in scripture, right?
Right.
So I just feel like you can't pick what you want out of it. And I think to each their own, if that is your thing in life, you want to find somebody that interprets the Bible the way you interpret it, and y'all are 100% aligned, I say you go for it. I just think you're limiting, you're making your pool smaller.
You mean John 3:16 didn't say be fruitful and multiply?
Get them all pregnant. Shoot the club up. That's what the new version would say. Shoot the club up.
New Testament.
The New Testament.
Donna's annoying, though. Admire her. Okay, is she annoying because of what she did with Darius? Because yeah, that was kind of off-putting, or is it because of the religion? Because we haven't seen a whole lot of her in a lot of this yet. So, by the way, Dina says, Terrell, what about the rest of the list? Because Sly is over there saying we got a match.
Oh, Donna's fine. Donna's fine, and even Sean is trying to say she's too academic. I don't mind. Great. I'm not trying to get her to, I wouldn't try to date her so she could read to me or teach me something.
Well, she wouldn't. She'd count.
Well, right. Count the words. That's not my goal, is to sit down, crisscross applesauce and be like, all right, babe, teach me something today. Who cares? She'd be an academic. She's just really smart. I like that.
Yeah, too academic. What's that mean? Are we going hard on, You're supposed to be an alpha, man. Come on, Sean. What are you doing?
I would like him smarter than me, dog.
Sounds like an alpha. Your girl, Cheryl, said it. She should have asked him how often he attends church service. Remember that chick from Philly who was acting like religion was important? Then at the reunion, we find out she was, screwing two of the men. Again, love thy neighbor. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Okay. Deal breaker for Ed, not for Terrell. His loss.
Right.
Potentially your gain. let's move on.
I'll keep y'all posted. If I'm able to make contact, that'll be a story time.
Oh boy, here we go. How strictly being story time. Well, Bello, he is meeting up with Dominique, and they're matching, right? But something interesting as they start talking, we find out that they're both PKs per se.
Per se.
Because there's a slight difference.
Yeah. He's Muslim, and she's Christian. Traditional Christian. Her dad was a pastor. Once I heard that, I said, now this makes sense. Why Dominic is who she is. She was a PK. Why? She was a PK. We always know what she heard about preacher's kids. So I think that explains why she's tattooing everybody's name on her and only dating stars and dressed the way she dressed. I just think that's just what she does.
Are you really going to go that way?
Yeah, I just think that's what she does. That's her style.
Oh, my God.
And it's worked. It's worked. She had an NFL player and an NBA player. It's worked.
It's not only PKs that date that way. And he's a PK, too. His dad is an Iman, right? So pretty much not necessarily a PK, more like an IK. But, you know, Lucy B says she loves how he speaks. Because, you know, and I think the level at which he's speaking is not where everybody else is, right? And you can see he just gives off a little bit more maturity. But the first thing I notice is Dominic is like, oh, hold up now. As he said, when he said he's Muslim, she's like, wait. Now, about the attire, he goes, no. You fine with what you wear. Because she doesn't like the fact that the hijab doesn't come form-fitting.
Right.
So, but he says that's cool. Solved, or do you think this could still, religion again could play a part here?
I think it could play a part because it is possible that a Muslim can marry a Christian. I see nothing wrong with that. I think it makes sense. It just depends. If he's someone that says, I want you to become Muslim, or if we have a child together, that child is going to be Muslim. They're not going to be Christian. I think that's where the conflict happens.
Now, they started talking about kids. And Dominic did ask Bello, what about surrogacy? And he's like, I'm fine. But Elson says, got to have a son ticked off. And that's what he said. I have to have a son. And here's the thing, though. Elson, I know that may have ticked you off, but a lot of men say that. A lot of men say that. Most men probably say that. And then there are the rest of us who just go, you know what? I would love to have a healthy, happy, smart child. Plain and simple.
I think the right things to say, I would just love to have a healthy baby. It would be nice to have a son. But you just don't demand your King Joffrey. I need to have a son. Must.
Hey, that's what they did in medieval times. If you didn't have a son, hey, King Henry. No, I need another wife then.
Yeah, but it was a lot cheaper back then.
Actually, J-Ro, nowadays, with the science the way it is, you actually can choose, unless you go natural. So, and to Dina's point, he may only have girls. You see, this is the thing. The one thing I will say about this, the fact that he has this thought process, and a lot of men who have that thought process of, got to have a son, got to have a son, got to have a son. If they don't have a son first and they keep trying, trying, the problem is they can end up taking it out on the daughters, which is a bad, it's worse than being a PK in that sense.
Right.
Because the effect is worse.
It is, but the way he says that, I must have a son, as if he's placing an order, and her body's the vending machine. I'm gonna put this money in you. What better come out? It's a baby with a penis. You know, she doesn't make that happen. That's on him and his genetics mm-hmm. and his sperm. She has no control over it being a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm. You know, if the far, far left had it their way, he could have a son regardless. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring politics into this very serious conversation. But, you know, I'll tell you what, it looks like they have good chemistry, though. You know, I like these two together because it, you know, we saw Dominique really, you know, with Cardi, we saw with Devon, we saw there was some chemistry there, but I almost feel like it's different when she's with Bello. Or am I just seeing things?
No, I do think they have a really good chemistry. I think she had good chemistry with him and Devon, right? So we'll have to see more of that. But I think they have a good chemistry. I just wonder if the children thing, the surrogacy thing, and the religion thing is going to be a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's true. Because they skated past it. It's going to come back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to come back up again. By the way, something to be says, no, Devon was just for votes, Terrell. Which I saw a whole Reddit thread on the fact about her touching his lip. Like, no, he was supposed to go for the kiss.
Yeah. I would have thought Bella the same thing.
Kiss, she wouldn't have minded, huh?
Yeah, I'd have thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, we kissing now, aren't we? Okay.
Oh, that's what we're doing? All right. Next up, we had the triple date. You had Cardi, Shannon, Ashley, Ashanti, Devon, Devon, and Xavier, right? Mm-hmm. They go go-kart racing. Always a fun time when you get to race around by yourself and bump into other people and show that you're a sore loser when you don't win. Always a good time.
It is, but ladies in the chat and replay game, question for you. Cardi's hair was straight. Is that a turn on? Is that attractive to y'all that they have a guy with braids and he kind of uses a hot comb?
He didn't have braids. It was just plaits, really.
But it was straight, just like long straight hair. Do ladies like that? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, it's Kate Canary Diamond. No.
Capital.
Capital N O. Now, El Cid says his curly hair was hotter. Sly says it is pretty here, but no. Spicy Skizzle says, well, these things coming in fast, says no. Amina says, I don't. Nubian Mahogany says, I like a ponytail, but not straight hair. But what if it's straight hair in a ponytail? Does that count? Oh, you just don't want his to be straighter than yours. I'm just trying to understand this, right? Because Dina's out here talking about he looks like Superfly, but Superfly was fly. Come on now.
That's my point. Superfly was a pimp. So if that's the look you want, I get it. More power to him.
You know, and the question would, because here's interesting, because even though something is like, oh, you know, Diet Back Black. Interesting, because a lot of people have dealt with different dyes and all this, and his different styles. He's got flexible hair. Think about it, the way he did it. He had it with the plaits around there a little bit, then he did the curly hair, then he did the straight hair. He's showing he's ready for anything. He's versatile. And just to make sure we get all the answers, and Karen said no. Ebony, not at all. Kelly, absolutely not. CXM, his hair is nice, but not for me. And your girl, Cheryl's, nah, not my thing. Fashion, no man with straight hair. Is anybody else going to say yes? He's spending time on his hair, not on dates. No to hair. Bundles, stop it. Stop it. You know that's that man's hair. Stop it. Jeez. And you see it? Y'all criticizing this man and his real hair. I'm just saying.
But he spends a lot because he's not twisting that himself. And all that, you're having to go somewhere and get this stuff done. He's not just doing it himself. So that's just a lot of time spent at the beauty salon.
Hold up. You spend a lot of time every week going to the barbershop.
My haircut takes 20 minutes every Saturday, 12 o'clock. I guarantee you, braiding his hair takes longer than 20 minutes.
But it probably comes with other perks. I guarantee you don't want any perks from your barber.
I get free booze. He always has alcohol, so there's that.
Oh, Elson, talk about his real hair. Careful. Why? Y'all saw the same thing on this TV screen that I did. And we saw some of those other people that didn't have theirs on. Come on, stop it. We saw the edges. Don't act like I'm the only one. Don't act like it. I ain't going to call nobody out. You know, we did see Devin and Shannon sit down for a conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting to me is that as he's going to sit down, Devin's telling us that he doesn't think he and Shannon have any interest in each other. Right? He's not interested in her. He doesn't think she's interested in him. But let me find out a little bit about this woman right here. You know, she's cute. So let me see if there's anything there. And come to find out, I'll be damned. They nerd the hell out.
They do. They're both into movie trivia. They both like to geek out and nerd out and stuff. And Devon likes her quirkiness. So I'm thinking, okay, we got a match. This is good.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting thing about this and watching them is because she is laughing. I mean, and genuinely laughing, right? It's not the fake. No, she's actually laughing. And then she did something that most people don't usually do, especially with a stranger. And that's drink after this man and taste something that you don't even drink.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, though, wasn't it?
Well, it is. But she had a lot of questions for something that she doesn't drink. Like, I don't like beer. Okay, then why even ask? It's like, I don't need Indian food. I don't need Indian food. So if you're sitting there eating something, I'm not going to be like, ooh, what's that? What's that taste like? No. I smell curry. So nope.
She's sitting across from you and says, all right, let me taste your beer. And she takes it, and the first thing she does is sniff it. Do you want the beer back?
Well, it depends. It's not like a glass of wine that you stick your nose in and breathe it in. She just kind of smelled it to see what it smelled like, which nothing wrong with that. A lot of people smell things first before they taste it, but I could have told her that, hey, I've had beers that smell one way. They don't taste that way.
Well, that's exactly what she said, because she's like, oh, it smells nice. Took a taste. Doesn't taste like it smells. It tastes like cleaning supplies.
Yeah. He should have got her a coffee porter, because you can smell a coffee porter. It smells and tastes just like that.
Terrible, huh?
Delicious. I love a good coffee porter. Yeah.
J-Roll was like, I hate beer. I was like, girl, don't. But she did. And good sport and all of it. I thought it was cool, though. I like these two, and it's interesting to see what happens with them as the season moves on. Well, let's bring the hair back to the front of the congregation. Cardi and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, Ashley's the one who said that you got to have money to date her, right?
Yeah, she did.
If I'm somebody with all that money, I need somebody who's going to say something better than he talk about good things. I'm just saying. But that's just me. At least get the proper tense.
I'm wondering, did they edit out some of their conversation? Because she said that, you know, his conversation holds so much substance and, you know, I can learn things from him. He's going to teach me things. And I'm thinking, what did he say? He just complimented you. A lot. But what did he say that was like deep?
He paid her a lot of compliments. She paid him a lot of compliments. What I got out of this conversation, they both like compliments. And they both knew that about each other. And they both kept paying each other compliments. And there goes everything else. Because to me, it was a very surface level conversation. So to your point, either they edited everything else out, or the things that made her feel good, things that made him feel good, are just the compliments they paid to each other.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's what it takes. Oh, he paid me some compliments. He's so deep. He's so wise. He said, I look good.
Yeah, see, he knows. He understands when he sees a fine woman what to say. So smart. 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 We had a gentleman's lounge after that, man. First one of the season.
Yep.
What stood out in this gentleman's lounge, especially on the positive side first?
So on the positive side, growing connections, people that got called out, Ashley, obviously by Darius and Cardi, Shannon, you know, she's on the positive side, but with Devin and Chris. Chris said that she looks like a Claire Huxtable type. Was it Claire Huxtable, Michelle Obama vibe is what he said that she...
Yeah, Claire Huxtable. She has, he said she has a Michelle Obama, Claire Huxtable vibe, and I could see her being wifey. I hate that term. Jesus, I hate that term.
It is what it is.
Whatever.
Yeah, Nicole.
Ladies, so interesting, don't accept any man calling you wifey. I'm just to say that.
Yeah. Nicole got a shout out and from Vince because he said that she's classy, has a great sense of humor. But what was interesting is Ed said that Nicole, because he goes, the Nicole I knew in college was very conservative. Then I saw her in that red dress. So now I want to spend more time and get to know her. I'm like, okay, maybe Ed is going to be interested in Nicole now.
Know her.
In the biblical sense.
After all, he is a religious man. Maybe now she'll talk to me the way I want to be talked to. We hear you, Ed. We hear you.
After you do that thing we like, you got to come to church with me?
No surprise that Vince is not feeling Emily at all, right?
Oh, right. Vince definitely not feeling Emily. Again, he said that she leaves with her breasts and makeup. Like, that's all she brought to the table. But it wasn't just Vince. Xavier's not feeling Emily. Mm-hmm. Bella not feeling Emily at all.
Yeah. No, there was nobody feeling her that it felt that way. And understandably, because she has been pretty standoffish the whole time. Somebody else that also got caught in the crosshairs was Donna, because Chris said he felt no spark.
Yeah. Chris, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's times right. You go on a date with somebody, you just don't feel any chemistry. So that's fair. Ed, because she's not religious, he wants to put her on the chop block, which is what I hate about this show. Just because she's not a good fit for you, that doesn't mean you should vote her off the island.
Well, that's because if I got to save 9 others, you got to go.
Well, yeah, but that's not fair to the other guys. In my opinion, she let her find one of the other dudes. There could be another heathen of the guys that she can get with. She can get with a heathen and leave Ed alone. Totally fine.
You're Darius, not on the show, Terrell. It's okay.
And then, of course, Darius didn't like Donna because she was judging.
Yeah. Well, she was. And out of pocket for the way she went at him. But, you know, whatever. So we get those final dates. And let's just leave her up there because Donna is meeting up with Steven. And she's like, you know what? I didn't get a chance to really talk to him. And to me, it felt like she was oblivious to what was about to happen because she's like, maybe I'll get a chance to know him better and all this other stuff. Completely forgetting that they probably just had the men's deliberation.
Yeah, but she hasn't watched many Steven's. Yeah, she hasn't watched many seasons of this show. If she's just like, oh, great, he's going to take me out on a date. This is nice. I want to get to know him.
What's interesting is everything he brought up, she knew exactly who it was, right?
Yeah.
You know, they've said that you may be a little bit judgmental. Oh, Darius. Okay, yes.
a couple of the guys had some concerns that you're not really religious. She goes, oh, Ed. Got it.
Yeah. I do like that. The way he said that, though, was a couple of the guys need somebody who's really, he didn't just put it on one person. Well, one person said, he said, no, right. Some of us are. But she is spared and she will be back because they say she is still ready to love. So, Dina, Judgment Day, it was, but she passed Judgment Day. And it'll be interesting to see how she now goes and deals with Darius after this. Like, is she going to be spiteful because of it? You see, that's exactly why I ain't like your ass.
Yeah. And another thing.
Them buffs ain't buffing. Oh, dear God. Chris had the pleasure of meeting with the lovely lady who always smiles, Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was funny when Emily's getting there. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm learning different things about myself. You know, can you give me some feedback on how I am and what I can do better?
Yeah. Hey, at least she asked, right? And Chris was like,
I think our producer told her to ask that question.
Chris said, certainly. And I like how Chris worded it because he knew that this was probably not going to go well. So how do I word this to where it's not a problem? So he tells her that some of the guys feel like she has a barrier and not necessarily resting bitch face, but some conversations they just couldn't get past.
Did you see the look on her face when he said that? Because she
jiggle. What? What did you just say to me?
Ninja who? Do you agree with J. Rowe right here? Says Emily looks so much better with her chest covered up.
No, because her chest was not my issue. It's her attitude. So she could be on a full robe, full, you know, turtleneck. Doesn't matter. It's her attitude.
Do you agree with Sly, who said Chris was scared?
Yeah. He's like, let me figure out how to word this so there's no drama.
That's why I was surprised he said the fact that he said RBF, I'm like, yo, seriously? Yeah.
He probably told the producers, y'all got security around here, right? Can you bring them up a little bit? I just need to see them in the corner of my eye, just in case.
to her credit, Emily was, okay, I can't say that, not yet. I'll wait, because I can't say she was gracious, because the minute he said there was a deliberation, she was ready for it, right? You know, he said the whole thing about the barrier, and she had something to say about it. Of course she had a rebuttal, right?
Of course. She always does. And she said, well, I would open up more if some of the men would just shut up because they talk too much. said, what?
Oh, my God. And then he brought up, well, a lot of men feel that you lead with your sexuality. Mm-hmm. And her response to this, it's, I'm me. Mm-hmm. This is who I am all day.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher. Okay. Some can handle it, some can't. And mm-hmm. I may lead my sexuality, but some of these men lead with lameness. I'm like, oh, dear God, here we go. This is what he was scared of.
100%. 100%. Emily's who Kevin Samuels was talking about.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What did he say? you know, then he's finally getting down. Chris is finally getting down to saying what needs to be said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's nervous for what's about to happen. So he's just like beating around the bush. And she's, hey, just say what it is you need to say.
Man up. Say it. Say it.
Before I put you in the category with everybody else. Yeah, Chris does tell her she's not ready to love. How do you think she handled this?
She handled it fine. I thought she was going to have a little bit more attitude. And he said, hey, can I give you a hug? She was like, yeah, sure. Which I was surprised that she actually did. But what she said in the confessional deal is, it takes a special type of man to deal with a woman like me. Yeah, that's your problem. That's the problem. No special man wants to deal with any woman. They want to be with one, but I don't want to deal with one.
You know, Chris asked for a hug, and this is where I think the graciousness came, because she didn't jump up and smack him for kicking her out, probably because she just wasn't interested in any of the guys. She just seemed very uninterested the entire time. Like, yeah, my man's not here, whatever, and just give this attitude off, right?
Yeah.
But he asked for a hug, and she gave him a hug. Were you as surprised as I was?
Yeah, I was. I expected her to say something slick and be like, yeah, forget all y'all did.
Which, I'm sorry, I've got to at least applaud her for not doing that, because sometimes just doing the right thing is enough. And she turned her back and told, y'all can kiss my ass without saying it. And just
exactly.
took out. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Now, when she got the criticism straight on, she was definitely handing it back, but... Sean says she'll probably pop off at the reunion. Probably. Or maybe not. Maybe she's just like, yeah, you know, whatever, man. This is just for the fun of it.
Yeah. You know. Maybe she won't show. Maybe she won't even show.
Something tells me that she will. By the way, just a couple things before we get out of here. C-Perk said, tell him it's balling. Standing Saturday at noon appointment is VIP.
There's certain things I budget and plan for. My barber's in my budget.
I was about to say, it's a B word, but not balling.
Yeah, budget. Yeah, budget for a haircut.
By the way, on something else you can't control, like, you know, the budget and that standing weekly appointment, Toya says under 6 foot is short.
Okay.
Even though Amina says 5'10 is the average size for a man.
Technically 5'8 is the average size for a man, but that's fine.
I like the fact that you had that ready to go. No, it's actually 5'8", but and Delphin said, hey, Yanni, love the tree. Tell where's yours. Now, usually I would ignore this, but I love your response to the Christmas decorations every year.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. It's just, here's why I don't do it. It's just me here. I don't have any kids. I'm not excited about putting up a tree, and I'm not into that. Mm. Other people are. Great. I'm not a Grinch and want to take away your tree. You do you. I ain't doing all that.
And besides, you already have a tree up over your right shoulder.
Yeah, I got this plant right over here. That's my tree. Here, I'll go get a ball. What's the
an
ornament?
An ornament?
I'll put one ornament on it. If that'll make y'all happy. But look, there it is. Merry Christmas.
Monique says, don't feel bad. I bought one and I'm taking it back. No Christmas tree for me either. Sly says, Terrell, you're way above average. Up top, brother.
Up top. Thank you.
Dina the Explorer is calling your tree Charlie Brown's tree.
It's fine.
Elsin says, put a bulb on the plant. Hey, and these days you don't need to decorate with everything. There's a secret to why this tree looks like this. I'm not going to say it, but there's a secret to it. You know, I'll tell you what, I ain't put all them things up on there like that. I just put it like that.
It goes back in the attic just like that. You don't even take it apart. It's just,
no, you just shrink it down. Next year, good to go. It's easy. Now, see, this is way easier. My mom used to get a real pine tree every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I know now, I understand what was happening to me then. I'm allergic to pine.
So every year you're getting sick. You don't understand why.
Allergies just kicking my ass every Christmas morning.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Maybe that was her way of saying, hey, you could come over for the holidays, but make sure you leave too. let's see. Sean says, tell her get the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Elsin says, no tree for us, but we do stockings. Interesting thing was, I remember my wife and I did stockings. And those jokers stayed on the fireplace for 2 years straight. Wow. Never came down. They just became part of the decoration. Never
that's
did.
Just that's just lazy.
No. It looked good. Mom, dad, little one. Yeah. J-Ro says she thought it was a small Christmas tree. Kate of Canary Diamond says, put a string of lights on it. That's what I was about to tell you. String of lights. That's all you need. Plug it in. It'll just.
I don't need any of that. That's what y'all need to feel good. I feel great with how it looks, just like this. I feel awesome.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this. I'm just going to say EQ says, you don't celebrate the birthday of your God and Savior.
Well, there's a whole lot to unpack with that statement.
That's why you knew I was going to read it.
A whole lot to unpack with that statement. Historically, he wasn't born on December 25th, but that's what we celebrate. But go ahead. Go ahead with that.
Now, Monique is going to ask the real question, which is, Terrell, is that a real tree back in the corner, though?
Monique, what do you think?
Come on. That thing's been the same height for five years. It's been the
same. I've been in this house in February 2021. So going on 5 years, that's been sitting there and it's looked just like that for 5 years.
Leaves haven't changed. I've never thought to ask it. And the minute she asked it, I was like, the tree looks, it's the same damn tree. And you know what I've never seen? Him go and water it.
No, I had a party one time, and it was like when my move-in party, our housewarming. And I'll admit, I did spray the leaves with a little bit of Windex because it makes them look like they're wet and it's real. Yeah. I did do that. Once.
Okay. The worst thing is when somebody has a fake tree and it's got dust all over it. All right. Yeah. So yeah, if you're going to have a fake tree, Nubian mahogany, that is where the water is required. Clean the damn tree. Make sure the leaves are not just on top, on the bottom too. All right. Not just the top. Get underneath.
See, this is why I did it this way, because when I'm on Teams calls, this is my background. Mm-hmm. And people think, oh, well, he has a tree. No, I don't.
Oh, he's so caring. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, these are real books behind me. Those are real. But
are you sure?
100%. Prove it. That's not a decoration. Those are real books.
And as something B says, at least you're not competing for oxygen to team fake plants.
There you go.
And to wrap it all up, Carol says, I like your tree, Terrell.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate that.
Yeah, now we just got to get him a fish tank back there.
This is all I need right here. I'm good. No upgrades.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the last one, but this is just too funny. Monique, so you're the only living thing in that house.
Actually, no. I do have a snake plant in my bedroom that was a housewarming gift that I've had for 5 years, and it also has not grown any, but it's still alive.
It's a real plant.
Yeah, it's a real plant, snake plant.
Okay. I actually thought you were about to stop at snake, and I'm like, thank you for not telling me when I was there.
No. Not since college. I haven't had a snake since college.
Yeah.
You weren't around when I had that boa constrictor for 4 years.
Definitely wasn't. I actually had a snake as a roommate before, though. That's why we still don't talk.
I knew what you were talking about, too.
Oh, man. Hey, appreciate you guys, man, because it's been fun. It's always fun. We're back with this one, Ready to Love Again. This puts us back on, is it Monday? We're back on Mondays now, right?
Yes. Because Monday would be Ready for Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So Ready we're back.
Love. I'm sorry.
Episode 4. On Monday. And we got a couple other things coming up too, including story time. That'll be next week as well. So a couple other things to go into. So please appreciate you guys. Do us a favor. You're here. Tap that like button. We do appreciate you for doing that. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Also, make sure I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Tomorrow's busy travel day. So be safe wherever you're going. But Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday because it's just food and fellowship. That's all it is. There's no gifts. There's no trees and decorations. Just everybody getting together to eat. So I wish all of you a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Or like She Likes to Tweet says, happy Big Back Week, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod, and on IG at The RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.